I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Gunfire was Syria's response during their fifth week of anti-government uprisings. They're bordered by Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, and Israel. Sat7's Terry Ascott says the unrest has the potential to explode into an Armageddon. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their team's been sharing messages of forgiveness and reconciliation. Pray. The hardest work is yet to come.
It is a message that is best heard after the guns have fallen silent. But these are difficult days, and we are asking Christians across the region to pray for those in authority, for their neighboring countries as well as their own.
Meanwhile, Vas Andes Media in Ecuador spent most of last week cleaning after their brand new radio studio flooded. Horst Rosiak, ministry director for the HCJB Global Station, assesses the damage.
We installed already a new studio last month, and so all the water went in, soaked the carpet and some electric stuff from our equipment.
Pray as the station continues to proclaim the gospel in 12 languages. And while Malawi is fighting flooding and HIV, a team from the United States is heading to that African nation to not only help physically, but spiritually. Our affiliate station, WLJN, is taking a team of volunteers. WLJN's Pete Lathrop says they're hoping to provide free medical care. Lathrop says his station places a high priority on outreach.
WLJN, or Good News Media Incorporated, has really taken on being an example for our listeners to answer the call to missions, to short-term missions or long-term missions, whatever the Lord leads.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the trouble in the Middle East, Sat7 would like to offer you a free DVD. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.